In September 2013, a prominent Dublin-based neurosurgeon lost his wife and three children in an arson attack in Leicester. At the time, Dr. Mohammed Tawfiq Abdul Sattar described himself as a bird without wings. 5 years on from the tragic loss of his family, he's been telling RTE's Carol Coleman about how he decided to go ahead with the plans his family had made to open a school, mosque and community centre in North Dublin.
Children studying the Arabic language and the Quran at Saturday classes in Warrenstown House in Blanchardstown. It's one of the weekly activities at the busy Shahuda Foundation, and things are about to get busier. In the spring, Dr. Mohammed Tawfiq Abdusattar hopes to break ground on a new private school building to replace the small one he now operates on the property.
The school will be ground and the first floor. So this will be a primary school, and we hope, inshallah, it's going to be a beautiful school to look as well, yes.
And how many students would you hope to accommodate?
We are hoping to accommodate probably around 140 to 150 children in 8 classes, yeah. At present, in 5 classes, we have 60 children.
Between personal funds and fundraising, he tells me he has 1.2 million euro for the project. He hopes that when construction starts, more funds will flow from the local community and supporters abroad. When the 3 million euro school project is complete, he plans to build a new mosque to replace the current prayer rooms in the house.
Mosque is going to build on this side here. We want the mosque to be built on the front so that can be seen from outside. The mosque is going to be built quite beautiful so that as is going to be a trademark.
So it'll be a recognizable landmark in the community.
It will be a recognizable landmark for the whole community, not only the Muslim community.
Dr. Sattar, a neurosurgeon at Temple Street and Beaumont Hospitals, purchased Warrenstown House and its 3 acres before what he calls the incident in Leicester in 2013. His wife Shanila, 19-year-old daughter Zainab, sons Bilal, who was 17, and Jamal, aged 15, had moved to Britain to get a Muslim secondary school education while Dr. Sattar worked in Dublin.
I came around the corner and I seen people just screaming and saying there's a fire, and you can see the reflection of the heat on all the cars.
The cause of the fire are currently under investigation, and we can confirm that we are treating this as suspicious and a murder investigation.
Tawfiq Al Sattar received condolences. A man left a widow and without his 3 teenage children.
Just after midnight on September 13th, 2013, 8 youths started a fire at the house in Wood Hill where the family lived. The youths believed they were targeting a Somali man, but they attacked the wrong house.
And they knew that Somali person lives on Wood Hill, but they were not 100% sure which house they lives. And they, by mistaken identity, they burned our house. My family were all sleeping as well, yes. And that's how the incidents happened on that night.
In June 2014, all 8 were jailed, 2 for murder, 6 for manslaughter. Dr. Sattar sat through the gruelling testimony.
It was difficult to hear, but I decided that I would like to know from those 8 people what exactly happened and how the court was going to punish them as well.
5 years on from the incident, he shows me around the grocery store, the first project his family started in 2011. Behind a meat counter, a butcher minces lamb for customers who come after prayers or Islamic studies at the main house.
So they can have everything under one umbrella. When they come for prayer, when they come for community-based activities as well, with their children and families, so they can get buy the food as well. And that's how this shop is, whatever profit is generated from this shop, it goes back to the project. Because this is, you know, gate was there before.
I follow Dr. Sattar to the current school located in what used to be the stables of the grand house. 65 junior and senior infant pupils pay a small fee to attend both secular and religious school here. It's the first independent Muslim school in Ireland, but uses the Department of Education's curriculum.
So you see, this is our class 3. Yes, class 3 has only 9 children. And you can see that we have everything in our class as well. The smart board, activity board in all the classes with the projector as well. We have the laptops as well. And this is our own family funds as well. And the community are helping for this school project.
This is where Dr. Sitar's daughter Zainab would have taught had she lived. He believes his family know he's working to fulfill their dream.
They will be extremely happy as well, yes. And they can see as well, yes, what's going on in Warrenstown House, in Shohada Foundation, yeah.
Do you go and visit them and tell them, update them on what's happening?
I do, yeah. I go quite frequently as well. I'm planning to go hopefully tomorrow as well, yeah, to visit them because they've been buried in Newcastle burial ground, yeah. So it gives so much relaxation as well when I go over there and talk with them as well, yes. But they are always with me as well, with this project as well, and they know what's happening in the legacy of my family, yeah.
Dr. Mohammed Taufik Abdul Sattar talking there to Carol Coleman.